Local curling legend Glenn Howard is getting another shot at Olympic glory. Howard, whose rink narrowly missed an opportunity to compete at the Tim Hortons curling trials in Saskatoon later this month, will head to Saskatchewan anyway as an alternative with Toronto Skip's John Epping's rink. The Epping rink announced the move via his team's Twitter account. "We are grateful for Glenn's positivity, incredible experience and knowledge of the game to boost our team in an event we've been preparing for the last 2 years," Team Epping said. Being a current legend and one of the most decorated curlers of all time, his resume speaks for itself. "Thank you, Glenn, for being a massive part of our team in such an important time." The trials winner will go on to represent Canada at the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games. And if history is any indication, adding a Howard to the team might just pay dividends. In 2005, fellow local curling legend Russ Howard joined forces with Newfoundland's Brad Gushue to call the shots for his team at the Canadian Olympic Trials while playing second. The team not only won the right to represent Canada at the 2006 Winter Olympics in Turin, Italy, but also captured gold by defeating Finland 10-4 in the final match. Russ Howard, who is Glenn's older brother, also holds the distinction of being the oldest Canadian. He turned 50 during the Olympics, to win an Olympic gold medal. For the younger Howard brother, meanwhile, this marks his sixth time appearing at the Olympic trials. His best finish occurred in 2009 when he lost in the final to Alberta's Kevin Martin. Howard, 59, was one win away from qualifying for the upcoming trials with his own rink, but lost to Tanner Horgan in the B final at last month's Home Hardware Curling Pre-Trials in Nova Scotia. Howard, a four-time Brier and world champion, said he's appreciates the chance to join Epping's team, which also includes one of his former teammates Brent Lawing. "I am humbled and honored to have the chance to work with Team Epping," Howard said in a tweet. "Great curlers and more importantly great guys. Can't wait to get this show on the road. Thanks so much for the opportunity."